Okay, I need to say this up front because we've been skating past it for weeks. People keep asking about context window like it's obvious, and it is absolutely not obvious.
Yeah, and we keep doing that thing where we say it like everybody already has the picture. Which is very on brand for Exploring Next, honestly.
I know. We sound like we're casually discussing a kitchen appliance, and meanwhile, the whole thing is the reason the model forgets half the conversation.
Right, and the funny part is the idea is actually simple once you stop using the jargon. It's basically how much text the model can keep on its desk at once.
That desk image is good. Like, if the answer is buried in the pile behind the lamp, the model does not magically know it's there.
Exactly. And if you want the clean version, a context window is the amount of input a language model can look at together when it generates the next piece of text.
So the question is not just can it answer, it's what can it still see while it's answering?
Mm-hmm. And that's why this matters so much in chat, coding, document analysis, all of it. If the relevant detail fell out of view, the model is basically guessing from memory it no longer has access to.
Which is the part people feel before they can name it. They're like, why did it just contradict itself? And the answer is often just because you shove the useful bit off the edge.
Yeah, so let's keep the desk picture. The context window is the number of pages you can leave open in front of the model while it works.
And the annoying part already is that the pages are measured in tokens, not words.
Right. A token is just a chunk of text. Sometimes it's a whole word, sometimes it's part of a word, sometimes punctuation gets its own piece. So
if somebody says I have 10,000 words of context, that can be wildly wrong depending on how the text gets chopped up.
Exactly. That chopping is tokenization. The tokenizer is the thing that breaks text into those chunks before the model sees it.
Okay, that's already one of the load-bearing bits. And I feel like people never say it plainly enough. Tokenization is just the text splitter.
Pretty much. And once the text is split into tokens, the model doesn't read it like a human reading paragraphs. It reads all those tokens together as numbers and tries to predict what comes next.
Pause there, because I think this is where the listener brain goes, wait, altogether how?
Through the transformer architecture. That's the kind of model design most modern language models use. And inside it is attention, which is the mechanism that lets the model weigh which tokens matter more to which other tokens.
So attention is the model looking around the desk and deciding what to stare at.
Yeah, self-attention, to be precise, means each token can compare itself to other tokens in the same window and decide what's relevant. That's why it's powerful, but also why long inputs get expensive fast.
Because every extra page makes the whole desk harder to manage.
Exactly, and that cost is the whole reason early transformer models had small windows. GPT-2 was around 1,024 tokens. BERT was 512. Early GPT-3 variants were around 2,048.
Which is hilarious in 2026 terms because people now toss around gigantic numbers like it's normal.
Yeah, but those earlier limits were not arbitrary. They were practical trade-offs. Bigger windows mean more memory use and more computation. So the model...
Okay, so let me make sure I've got the intuition right. The context window is not the model's whole intelligence. It's just the amount of stuff it can keep actively in view while it thinks.
That's the cleanest way to say it. And the reason people confuse it with memory is that in a conversation it feels like memory. But it's really just what's still inside the working area.
Mm-hmm.
If something was said earlier and it's still inside the window, the model can use it. If it scrolls out, the model cannot see it anymore unless you bring it back in somehow.
Like that context windows are not memory piece we looked at. That was basically the whole warning label.
Yeah, and that warning matters because people assume a model remembered something when really the relevant text was just still sitting there in the prompt.
So in product terms, this is why a chat app can feel smart for a while and then suddenly get weird. It isn't becoming dumber, you just hit the edges of what's visible.
Right, right, and you can see this even more clearly in long document work. If you ask a model about a report and the answer lives in the middle of a huge blob, the model may miss it even if technically the blob fits.
Wait, even if it fits? That sounds rude.
It is rude. But yes, there's this real thing people call the lost in the middle problem. Models can pay less attention to information buried in the middle of a long context than to stuff near the front or the end.
That is such a classic machine learning sentence. It fits, but it still doesn't quite work.
I know. It's one of those details that keeps this from being a simple bigger is better story.
So bigger windows help, but they do not...
Exactly, and that's why I keep being annoyed when people talk like long context solved retrieval. It didn't. It gave you more room, which is useful, but the model still has to notice the right thing.
Okay, but then why do teams care so much about making the window bigger? because from the product side, it feels like the most obvious quality win in the world.
Because it is a real quality win in some workflows. If you can keep a whole conversation, a spec, a codebase slice, or a policy doc in view, the model can stay coherent longer and avoid asking for re-explanations.
And that's the part that ships. The user doesn't care how elegant the mechanism is. They care that the thing stopped forgetting the thing they just said.
Sure, but the shipping part only works if the underlying numbers hold up. Bigger windows cost more. Sometimes a shorter, better chosen context beats dumping everything in.
Okay, let's ground this in the stuff we've already poked at. The OpenWiki repo doc thing was a good example of a system trying to keep more useful structure visible, right?
Yeah, that kind of setup is really about making the right text available in the right shape. Same with that Anthropic piece about HTML being better than Markdown for keeping humans engaged in agent loops. The point there wasn't HTML is prettier. It was that structure change is what stays legible inside the loop.
So the window is one constraint, and the format of what you put into it is the other half of the game.
Exactly, and that's why people doing agent work obsess over what goes into context. The window is limited, so every token has to earn its spot.
That phrase always sounds dramatic, but it's true. If the model gets the wrong chunks, you've wasted precious space on noise.
And noise is expensive twice. It burns tokens going in, and it can confuse.
I know. Okay, I'm done. We can go back to being mysteriously concise next time.